10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. You know, it used to be that there were sort of two Donald Trumps. There was the White House press conference Donald Trump, and there was the campaign style rally Donald Trump. And now they've kind of morphed into one because we don't have as many campaign rallies anymore. Everything happens at the White House, all of the photo ops and speaking opportunities. There was one yesterday that, again, these are all very, very interesting. Karen Travers from ABC News joins us to take a look at what went on yesterday to commemorate, I guess this is, it's not Manufacturing Week, it's Infrastructure Week, right?
Good old Infrastructure Week. The week that
it won't die, will it?
Off the ground, it will not die. I mean, at some point, we're gonna have to actually have Infrastructure Week. I mean, you know, it's like the biggest joke in Washington. And anytime they announce this, something else always happens. President has tried to focus this week, or a couple times has had events related to regulation. He was in Atlanta on Wednesday. I traveled down with the president to Georgia for an event on environmental protections and infrastructure transportation regulation. Yesterday at the White House, the president didn't actually have any specific announcement on the issue of regulation, but instead it was using the event to draw a contrast from what he says would happen in a Biden administration versus what his team has been doing and will continue to do. I got to tell you, as far as events go, this was quite an eye-catching event on the South Lawn. It was a hot, humid day, very sunny. The president was standing in front of two massive trucks behind him as a political metaphor. He had the blue truck that was weighed down with massive weights, seeming to represent regulation under Democrats, and then a red truck positioned to the president's right with a banner that read Trump administration lifting weights out of it. So the president made it very clear he really liked the event. He seemed to be looking around to figure out who put it together. But again, I mean, we've talked about this. He wants to be on the campaign trail. He really misses the campaign trail. Sure. And I think it's been striking to see how the administration, his team, have tried to figure out ways to replicate it, sort of, while also doing this under the taxpayer-funded, approved official events that you can do at the White House.
Well, we know he loves trucks, that's for sure. Yeah. He also kind of ticked off a long list of things that he intends to do over the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, again, no specifics. He says he's going to be talking about education, immigration announcements. Perhaps that could be something on DACA, which he's been teasing since the Supreme Court had ruled he couldn't end it the way he did. In terms of education, we are expecting new guidelines, updated guidelines from the CDC on safely reopening schools, and also some type of plan or agreement on funding for how schools, you know, to get money to schools for safety and precautionary issues. But the president says he's going to be talking about this over the next 8 weeks. And, you know, school districts are saying we needed this yesterday. We're trying to make plans. Schools are reopening in a couple weeks in some parts of the country, and they can't wait around another 2 months for this. So we'll see. The president also has a favorite tactic where he says in 2 weeks I'm going to announce X, and 2 weeks comes and goes and we don't hear anything. So stay tuned,
as he likes to say. That's the broadcaster in him, I suppose, the reality show host. Interesting event yesterday, and I guess the running joke about Infrastructure Week is that Washington's done next to nothing on infrastructure, and I'm not just pointing fingers at the White House, but Congress. I mean, nothing.
It's just, it's never gotten off the ground. There's been talk, you know, Nancy Pelosi has made it clear since she came in as speaker that, you know, this is something they thought they could work with the president on. They wanted to do big spending projects and there were talks about it. But, you know, every time we saw some sort of flicker of potential, something else came up, and that's when, you know, the president and Pelosi would have a nasty meeting and somebody would storm out, or, you know, just they never were able, nothing's ever gotten moving. And I think now, given the amount of money that's being put aside for coronavirus and these various rounds of funding and another one under consideration now, it's just hard to see how that's going to be a big thing that Republicans are going to get on board with.
Yeah, interesting. Karen, always appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Have a great day and weekend.
All right. Take care.